Daily success, daily success. Plan a week ahead, be excellent. Make money moves, achieve your goals. Transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast for personal growth junkies who want to keep a schedule, achieve their goals, and live their dream life. I'm your host, Jamila Payne.
Welcome back to the show. Excited to be with you today. Today we are talking about how to stop quitting on yourself. How to not give up when things get hard, because it is hard to be the best version of you. You know that part of you that's hiding inside, like you know that she's there and you know that you are absolutely capable of more than what you're doing right now. Now, let me tell you, you're not a crazy person. It is hard to be the best version of yourself because it's easier to just feel good in the moment. So today we're going to talk about how to be the person that you need to be in the moment when you don't feel like doing the tasks that are going to get you the results, because I know how challenging and uncomfortable that it can be. In fact, it's so challenging and uncomfortable that it can often make you feel like quitting. We're going to talk about what beliefs that you might be holding that are keeping you from following through on the plans that you make with yourself. I want to share what's triggering you to quit, and I want to talk about how to stop quitting when things get hard. Finally, I'm going to share the things that you really need to understand moving forward so that you can reach a goal without failing. Yes, without failing. So I've broken this episode into three lessons. And I want you to know, like, we're really going deep today because I absolutely believe that if you can get the concepts that we're talking about today, and I mean, not get them intellectually because I know that you're smart, get them in a way that you're like, oh my gosh, this is me. This is what I've been doing and I need to make a shift. If you can get them at that level, I know that this will absolutely change your life. So I've broken this episode into three lessons that I've learned personally that have helped me to consistently work towards being the best version myself. And just like you, I am not perfect. And I have certainly have had dark periods in my life where I have been struggling to find the time or take action or get off the sofa or get out of depression or stop being in a space of self-loathing or victim mentality so that I can start working towards my dreams. And so these lessons are the things that I've come to understand, both for me and my life, but also after working with thousands of entrepreneurs and leaders around the world. I've seen so many people struggle with these things. These are the lessons that are going to help you to be able to make that shift. And so I want you to write them down as we go through them together today and practice these lessons, knowing that they won't be easy. It's going to be uncomfortable. But think about this. And one of our Achievers Club members recently shared this, and she was talking about how a diamond is formed under heat and pressure. And I was like, yes, yes, girl, yes, this is so true. So I want you to think about this in terms of your life. And a diamond is formed under heat and pressure inside of the earth's mantle. Then it takes a volcanic eruption inside the earth to push the diamond through the earth's floor into the ocean floor. Now, once that nice conflict-free diamond is in the store and ready for you to buy, it's stunning. You're not thinking about all of the pressure and heat and challenge and strife that that diamond went through before it gets on your finger or on your necklace or in your ears. You're not thinking about all of that, but that's what happened. All right. So I want you to just think about that. Like, there needs to sometimes be heat and pressure and discomfort that's going to create something beautiful. So lesson number one is to understand that the tasks that you need to complete are not hard. You are absolutely capable of doing them, but your mind will fight you from doing them because it's looking for immediate comfort. Your job is to not give in. Let me just say that again, because this is so critical. Lesson number one is to understand that the tasks that you need to complete to achieve your goals and dreams are not hard, but your mind will fight you from doing them because it's looking for immediate comfort. But don't give in. Society has made us believe that achieving what you want in life should be hard. On occasion, when something that you want to do is not actually hard, you subconsciously start looking for ways to make it more challenging. I want you to think about any recent conference or panel events that you might have went to, or maybe even a podcast interview or a talk show that you listen to. Maybe there's some other Ellen fans out there. There's always this question that comes from the presenter or the audience where they say, "How did you achieve so much success? How did you make it happen?" And they say something that feels a little bit trite, like, "Oh, you know, I just put in the hard work. It was so hard." It feels so incomplete when people say that, right? It feels like, what? Like, that's not a practical tip or something that you can take action on. What I believe that people are referring to when they say it's hard, they're not really explaining what they mean when they say it's hard, because the task itself is not hard. But what I firmly believe that they're referring to is not the work, but the effort of doing the task that is required feels uncomfortable. And to do anything when it feels uncomfortable, even if it's easy, but it feels uncomfortable, that is in fact hard. Why? Because we want to stay comfortable. We are looking for that instant gratification over going for ongoing satisfaction in our lives. Think about the idea of, like, watching your favorite show provides this immediate happiness. Writing a book that you know that you're supposed to write feels like a lot of work. It would make you more satisfied with yourself overall to birth your book and put it out in the world, but that road seems longer, and watching the show in the moment provides more immediate gratification. So, of course, why wouldn't you want to watch the show over trying to figure out how to write the chapter for the book that is, you're going to struggle and feel uncomfortable to think through, and you might feel uncertain about your writing. So this is critical, and I want to make sure that you get this, because I want to help you to change the story that you've been telling yourself and stop giving up when things get hard. You might even be starting out with a list of things that you want to accomplish. Going back to the example of, you know, writing a book or even starting a business. The idea of starting a business, if you thought through everything that needed to be done to start that business, you might not go forward with it because you're like, "Oh my gosh, I have to write a plan, and then I need to figure out my startup capital, and I need to put aside some living expenses, and I need to find customers, and I need to make sure I'm serving those customers well." And the list just goes on and on and on. There's times in life that not thinking through everything that needs to happen serves you, because if you thought through all of the nitty-gritty details of everything, you might not take action on it. So here's what I want you to remember. Going to the gym is not hard work. But making the decision to go when it's cold outside and you don't feel like it is hard. Sending out an email to stay in touch with a potential client is not hard work. Making a call to a potential client is not hard work. But convincing yourself to make the call or write the email despite the fact that you don't feel like you're a good writer, or you're worried about typos, or you're obsessing over what to say, is the part that feels hard. And that is where the effort comes in. You must begin to train yourself not to go for the short-term wins, but to put in the effort to do the things that feel hard. Now, I became so obsessed with figuring out, like, why is it that my clients feel so down on themselves? Or why is it that you yourself might feel like quitting in a moment? So I started looking into the science, like, what was the science behind changing? And what was the science behind why people want to give up on themselves? So I found this recent study that was published in Scientific Reports done by the University of Southern California. And in the report, they share that the brain's primary responsibility is to take care of the body, to protect the body. So when your self-concept feels attacked, the way that you see yourself, then our brain is going to start to go into defense mode in the same way that it would to protect a cold inside of the body. Our brain actually gets on attack because your self-concept is being challenged, strongly held beliefs that you have about yourself. Even if the perception that you have of yourself is negative and unhelpful. So in the study, scientists pulled together a group of people who had deep convictions about different topics. Let's say politics as an example. So they took this group of people, they put them into an MRI scanner, and they started challenging their beliefs, asking different questions, posing different ideas that would challenge their deep convictions on these topics. Then in the MRI, they started to watch how their brain was being stimulated. They saw that there were parts of their brain that was lighting up when their self-concept was being challenged. This was the part that was tied with their self-identity and negative emotion. Anytime that their belief was challenged, they started to feel like their self-identity was being challenged and then begin to have negative emotions, which are discomfort, which then leave the brain going into defense mode. Isn't this crazy? Okay, so here's what this means for you. It means in order to change your mind, take action, and keep plans that you have with yourself, you need to separate what is an opinion from what is the identity of yourself. You might be having an internal conversation with yourself that says, I'm a failure. You feel like a failure, but it's not that you're a failure. A failure is a self-identity. You may have failed at some things. There might have been things that you've tried to accomplish in your life that you have not yet completed or that did not go as planned. But that doesn't make you a failure, a self-identity. It's just an opinion. You might feel like, ugh, I'm overweight. I'm fat. You might be associating yourself as fat and overweight as an identity. But it's not that you're fat. You just have fat on your body. You may have had places that are, you know, in overgrowth mode on your body. So you have to separate out this self-identity from an opinion. Maybe you've had the experience of thinking good things won't happen to you, and that's a strongly held belief that you have. And because you're holding that identity so close that you're not a person that good things happen to, when good things start happening, you believe that it's going to go away soon. Like, you don't even want to get excited about those good things happening because you think that it won't last long. It's going to blow up. It's just like a farce. It's not really true, and that something's going to happen. And then before you know it, you're self-sabotaging to prevent more good things from happening. Okay, is this making sense? So the science here is that if your self-concept is different than what is actually happening in your life, you will start self-sabotaging and preventing yourself from doing the plans that you set out to do because your belief about yourself and what's happening, even if it's good, is misaligned. So you need to align your belief with your self-concept. And the way that you do that is by continuing to take action. You're not incapable of following through on your plans. It's just that your brain is fighting against it. But you are in charge of your mind, and you can change your mind and make different decisions. All right, so lesson number one is knowing that your mind is seeking comfort and immediate gratification. So what do you do and how do you overcome that? You need to recognize what is triggering you. What is triggering you to feel like you want to quit? So I want to share 5 triggers that can show up that make you feel like you want to quit. All right, trigger number one is departing from the norm. When you're changing something in your life, it's like you're letting go of your past and you're stepping into this new thing. And even the idea of changing something simple, like moving out of your old apartment into a better apartment, can feel uncomfortable, and you can delay on doing it because you're stuck in the in-between parts of thinking about, oh, I have to pack up my stuff and I need to find movers and I need to get people to help me and it's going to be a lot of work. And so all of that change feels uncomfortable, and that will start triggering your brain to go into comfort mode instead of doing the move, which is going to put you in a better place. It's crazy how, as human beings, sometimes we rather settle for a known hell, like something that is terrible, like a bad relationship, like you're in a relationship or even a friendship that is terrible, that is not working for you, that lowers your self-esteem, that makes you feel unworthy, that makes you feel like you're this awful person and you feel down on yourself, but you'll continue to do it because the idea of moving to a better relationship and getting out there and finding new people feels way more uncomfortable than your current known hell. So that's number one trigger, departure from the norm. Number two is self-doubt. You start wondering, can I do it? Am I capable of accomplishing what I want? And that fear and doubt in yourself can also trigger you and make you not want to take action and feel like quitting. Trigger number three is thinking that it's going to require more work or additional effort over and above what you're already putting in. Completing any project or goal requires effort, right? But if it's more than what you imagine that you want to do, then you kind of start saying like, oh, I don't feel like this. So let's just say that you've been wanting to train for a 5K, but the idea of going for that 5K means that you need to go to the gym 3 days a week now, or 4 days a week, so that you can run 4 miles in practice as opposed to the normal 2 miles that you've been running. And that additional effort makes you feel like quitting because you don't want to put in the additional effort. Okay, number four trigger that makes you feel like you want to quit is the domino effect. When you begin to change as a person and you start moving into your best self, keeping the plans that you made, following through on your goals and dreams, other people around you, your kids, your significant others, your family will start to see that you are changing. And they start acting out like, whoa, who is this person? She's getting up early. She's going to the gym. She's doing what she said that she was going to do. And they start rebelling against your better self. And that rebelling that you begin to experience from people in your life can make you feel like quitting. Oh, isn't that crazy? Okay, number 5, past wounds. We've all had the experience of being hurt by something in our life, whether it was a person or something not going as planned. And those past troubles can be brought back to life, brought back to our memory at the point that we are trying to do something new or different in our lives. They get stirred up. It's like we're reminding ourselves of those bad past experiences. And then you start getting fearful, like, oh man, I remember the time that I put on that event and nobody showed up. And so now I don't want to put on another event. I don't want to put myself out there. I remember the time that I posted on social media and someone said a negative comment. And so now I don't want to put myself out there anymore. Those past wounds can get stirred up and it makes you feel like you want to quit because you don't want to relive those past wounds. I know that's a lot. Okay. So I just want you to really process that these triggers are absolutely normal, but you have to become aware of them so that you don't quit on yourself. Recognize that these triggers are happening. They're going to happen. And when you recognize that they're happening and that they're going to happen, you can prevent yourself from allowing those triggers to make you feel like you want to quit, or maybe not stop them from making you feel like you want to quit, but knowing that that feeling of wanting to quit is normal because that's the way that our brain is set up. That's the way that our brain operates. It goes into defense mode and it's up to you to make a different decision because you are in charge of your mind. Lesson number two. Man, I told you today's episode was going deep. Lesson number two, to activate the best version of yourself, you must practice doing things when you don't feel like doing them, especially when the tasks make you feel uncomfortable. If you take nothing else away from today's episode, I want you to take this. The process of achieving any goal or dream that you have for yourself is to learn to do things even when you don't feel like doing them. You will reach your goals through the process of becoming the kind of person that can hold that goal in the world. Right now, the lower version of you is winning in some areas of your life, and you need for your higher self, that best version of yourself that is tucked inside of you, to be able to hold the space. So clear the room, move out the way, negative naysayer, move out the way, self-sabotage, move out the way, procrastinator, because that best version of you needs to hold the space in the room. And that means going through the process of shutting down the behaviors and beliefs that are not serving you. The way that you do that is to wake up every day and do something that you do not feel like doing so that you can get the results that you desire. That is so juicy, I gotta say it again. Wake up every single day and go after your transformation by doing something that you do not feel like doing to get the results that you desire. That is how you retrain your mind. In episode 8 of the Daily Success Show, I talk about overcoming productive procrastination. If you haven't listened to that episode, you definitely want to go check it out. But I want to warn you, there are levels to this. You might be able to convince yourself today to do something that you don't feel like doing, but I want to watch you. I want you to watch and pay attention for a very important behavior that I've coined micro quitting. Micro quitting is when you make the bigger decision to work on your plans that you have set out for yourself. But in the act of doing those plans, you will do this little mini quit. It's just like a small quit. It's not a big quit. It's not a, I'm not going to try to start my business anymore. I'm not going to try to get a promotion anymore. It's a smaller quit. Like, I'm not going to update my resume today. I'm not going to send the resume that I've already updated. It's a micro quit. A micro quit is like an adult temper tantrum. It's a passive aggressive. Let's say that you decide that you need to make 10 follow-up calls today. And after 2 calls, nobody picks up the phone. And so you tell yourself, you know, this is useless and it's not really working today. So I'll just try tomorrow. Or maybe it's that you're making your calls, but you're in a place where you're getting bad connection. And so you get disconnected from the first person. And so instead of saying the logical thing, which is, oh, I'm just going to go to a space where I can get a better connection, you're like, oh, well, I'll just start my calls again tomorrow because there's not a good connection. It's this mini quit. Be cautious of the micro quit because this is a common form of self-sabotage that you might not even realize that you're doing on a consistent basis. And these micro quits add up. You not getting results and you're wondering, like, I've been working on this so long. Like, why am I not finished? Why am I not at a better place? It's because you're doing these micro quits that are preventing you from really getting the results that you desire. And you might be wondering, well, Jamila, when am I ever going to change? How do I make myself do the things that I need to do to get the results that I want? When you keep saying to yourself week after week after week that next week is going to be the week that you finally change, but you don't. And the way that you get to this is with practice. For you to meet your goals, it's not always going to be enjoyable. That is a big, like, myth, because remember, the diamond is under heat and pressure. Do you think heat and pressure is enjoyable? No. But at the end of the week, when you complete what you set out to do, you will be happy, even though the process of getting there was uncomfortable. You will feel good in the moment when you see the results, and that's what you want to work towards. You want to work towards the results, even though the process is uncomfortable. To overcome doing things that you don't feel like doing, you need to do things that you don't feel like doing to get the results that you desire. So wake up every single day and look for what you don't feel like doing and do it so that you can get your transformation. Okay, lesson number three. We're in the final stretch now, so hang in there with me. Lesson number three, the only way to fail is to give up. So you have to get committed to not giving up. The only way that you won't accomplish what you're setting out to do is if you just decide to stop working at it. Let go of the timeline and just make the decision that you're 100% committed to making your goals and dreams happen. Know that it's going to be uncomfortable because growth is uncomfortable. That's what it is. Like, why did no one tell us that? I feel like we never learned the things in school that we need to learn. Growing is uncomfortable because you're doing something that is different than what you've always been doing. But your ability to take the necessary actions will ensure your success. Inside the Achievers Club, we talk about this idea of momentum over motivation. Like, that's one of our core values. What that means is if you have been waiting around to feel motivated to take action on following through on your plans and your goals, more than 50% of the time will absolutely not feel motivated. Even though you want it really, really bad, even though you want to grow your revenue, even though you want to let go of the weight, even though you want the great relationship, even though you want to buy that house, even though you want to birth the book, even though you want to have those great friendships and family relationships, even though you want more time for yourself, you will not feel motivated to do it. And so instead of seeking motivation, I want you to practice going for momentum. Momentum is taking a small daily action that's going to move you forward even when you don't feel like it. One of our Achiever Club members, Candace, said it perfectly. She shared on one of our recent calls that working a job or running her business and raising tiny humans is a lot of work. And so it's easy to say that she's tired, that she doesn't feel like she can do it, that it's too much, or maybe even that she should not do it because who's doing all this stuff, right? Like, why are you doing all this stuff in the first place? But she said that she wanted to recognize those feelings that she was having and still push through anyway. And if you don't do that, you're going to get stuck in the feeling of not wanting to take action. And sometimes you just have to do things when you feel scared, when you don't feel like asking the questions because you're worried that they're dumb questions, or you don't want anyone to know that you're not further along than what you are, that you just have to recognize those feelings, like recognize them. Like, it's okay to feel the feelings and do it anyway. So I want to invite you to focus on getting results and not on the tasks that you need to complete. So writing the chapter of your book feels hard today, but I want you to focus on being that best-selling author. That result will feel amazing. And so when it's time to sit down and write the book or practice for the 5K, I want you to think about the result of crossing that finish line. That is going to feel good. Focus on that instead of the task that you need to do in the moment. That's going to help you to become your best self, even when you don't feel like your best self. And just trust me that it will become easier. I hope this episode was super helpful for you. And let me just quickly recap the three lessons that will help you to follow through and not give up when you feel like quitting. Lesson number one, understand that the tasks are not hard. You are capable of doing them, but your mind will fight you looking for immediate comfort. So do not give in. Lesson number two is to activate the best version of yourself. You have to practice doing things when you don't feel like doing them, especially when they make you uncomfortable. Lesson number three is that the only way to fail is to give up. So you have to get committed to not giving up. I want to encourage you today that if you feel like you're under pressure, you're ready to quit, know that you are just being molded by the earth. You're being put under that heat and pressure so that you can erupt into your greatness and share all the beauty that's been put inside of you with the world. You're becoming that diamond. It's action taking time. I want you to identify where you might be micro quitting in your life, your business, or your career. Then I want you to share it on the blog over at dailysuccessroutine.com under today's episode. So go to dailysuccessroutine.com, click on the podcast, and share where you have been micro quitting and what you're going to do to take action to stop it now. Would you like to hang out with me in real life? If so, join me for the Daily Success After Show, where we'll continue the conversation and I'll answer all your questions live. All you have to do is listen to today's episode, check, then go over to dailysuccessroutine.com, click on the link for the podcast, and you'll be able to RSVP for the Daily Success After Show happening on Wednesday evening. You don't want to miss this raw, uncut, continued conversation. So go to dailysuccessroutine.com, click on podcast, RSVP, and I'll see you there. Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar, and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life.
Daily success, plan a week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success.
Season is right around the corner, and I want you to give me a little finger wave if you are currently managing your business receipts in a shoebox or manila envelope.
If that's the case, I want to introduce you to my personal bookkeeper, Bench. I wish I had started out with Bench Accounting at the beginning of my business journey so I didn't spend so much time trying to learn software instead of focusing on being the leader of the company. I no longer have to spend hours when tax time is approaching to put together a year of numbers. I put my business big girl panties on when I made the game-changing move to sign up with Bench. Now I can make business decisions based on looking at the financials instead of guessing where we are. Bench gives me the software and the people that make sure that I know exactly how the business is performing. I highly recommend Bench to all my clients and community. If you want to get your financials in order, then go to dailysuccess.co/bench and grab the exclusive offer that I've put together for you. Bench is giving you 1 month of free bookkeeping. Yes, you heard that right. That's 1 month of free bookkeeping plus 20% off your first 6 months if you decide to join. So what are you waiting for? Let's get your money right.